before then, Dave's in Bradwell. He's got an interesting question for us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. I'm told I have to be very quick, so I'm going to have to run through this. I'm totally deaf. No, that's wrong. I'm 85% deaf in my right ear, okay? And I do have a hearing aid provided by the National Service, National Health Service, and I'm told it's a digital. I don't understand the difference between analog and digital as far as hearing aids are concerned. Now, I have pretty good hearing in my left ear. Now, just through, I've been wearing this hearing aid now for about 18 months, but what I found out through trial and error is that when I block off my good ear, I can't hear nothing.
That kind of suggests that the hearing aid's not working in the ear that you've got it plumbed into, doesn't it?
I've had that tested. I have to ask my wife and anybody else in my area who are with me, is that too loud? Because my hearing aid, it boosts up the volume of whatever it is I'm listening to. And I have to juggle it. I've got three settings, 1, 2, 3, and 4, and also loop system and all that kind of thing. But when I close my good ear off, I can't hear nothing. So are you suggesting to me that the hearing aid is not working?
No, I'm not suggesting that. What I'm suggesting is that what could be happening is the fact that you are blocking the sound that you can hear when you put your finger in your good ear suggests that your good ear is working perfectly, and it's working perfectly for the normal way in which sounds are conducted into the ear. So vibrations in the air go onto your eardrum, make your eardrum move, and that's turned into electrical signals in your inner ear that the brain can understand.
Right.
Now, your hearing aid on the other side ought to be just working by amplifying the sound that you're hearing and making bigger movements in the ear on that side, so that the signals that go into the inner ear and get converted into electrical signals, even though it doesn't work as well, because the signals are so much louder, what hearing is working there works a bit better, and so you can still hear things. Now, the fact that your hearing is lost when you put your finger into the other ear and block off the conduction of the sound suggests that the hearing aid is just not succeeding on that side in managing to make what's left of your hearing there actually register anything that you can physically hear. So I think that's the problem. I don't think the hearing aid's faulty necessarily. If it's been checked, it's been checked. I think it's possibly that your ear's not working as well as it could.
As quick as I can, I'm suffering, so I'm told, from Meniere's disease, where eventually I will go deaf in my other ear. And so I was thinking, I'm trying to be as quick as I can, actually. If and when, I'm in my mid-60s, if and when my left ear, my good ear, goes deaf and I have a hearing aid in there, would I be able to still hear then, or would the same effect apply?
Well, it is the Meniere's disease is where you don't make the right amount of fluid, which bathes the inner part of the ear.
I am having treatment for that. I've got tablets for that.
Well, I'm pleased to hear that, because you can maybe improve the symptoms a bit. But there are various therapies that are in the pipeline now to help people who've lost the ability of the inner ear to detect sound and turn it into electrical signals. And what scientists are now exploring is the idea of stimulating the nerves that connect the inner ear directly to the brain, and you can get quite good discrimination of sounds that way. A bit like a cochlear implant, but a bit more advanced. And we'll have to leave it there. But that's basically where it's going. And there are things in the pipeline which are being tested with some success on patients who have lost the ability to hear things in the way you describe.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks a lot.
That's all right. Thanks for joining us on the programme. Good to have you, Dave. Bye-bye. If you'd like to join us on The Naked Scientist, email chris@thenakedscientist.com. It's our science Q&A show. Any science question goes. And